In thinking about beginning to apply the UDL principles to classroom practice, we often find that it is best to think about lessons that are not effective for all learners, and then to pause and reflect about what are the potential barriers in the lessons that will prevent all learners from achieving success. And we'd look at barriers in the goals, barriers in the materials, barriers in the methods, and barriers in the assessment. Once we can identify the barriers and think about the way that one could design goals, methods, materials, and assessment that align to the UDL principles, then we can move forward in designing a lesson for all learners.